Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, when you are going into the store, you're looking for your Halloween costume, you're trying to figure out what you want to wear or do. Remember all those people that have tried on that mask before you. Or if you're in the hat section, I never thought about this, but all the hats that are in there, people are trying them on, putting them back on the shelf. A lot of times, when you, and I even thought about lids, like if you go to some of those hat stores, how many people have tried on those hats before you? And no telling they hadn't washed their hair in a week or something, not to judge anybody that don't wash their hair. But I'm like, there's a lot of people doing that. And a lot of the research shows that a lot of Halloween masks in stores have high levels of germs in them.
Oh.
Because people are coughing and they're slobbering all in that, you know, Wolfman mask.
Well, and with hats, you don't wash those, right, before you wear them?
No.
Or do you?
Yeah.
So you just run that risk every time you buy a new hat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ugh. It's the spooky season.
Yeah. You can get some cold sores or something.
You know, from a hat?
From your mask.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought about this recently. I was at a Mexican restaurant, and it was someone's birthday, and they brought the sombrero out.
Yeah.
Put it on their head.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's on every customer's head who's had a birthday.
Yeah, you never think about
that.
I had
to get me a margarita.
Yeah. You just wipe it down with a margarita around the rim, put some salt on the hat.
Oh, wow. That's funny. You ever tried on that mask and you breathe and you're like, is that my breath?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let me just take this back off real quick.
That is nasty sometimes.
I just imagine like the little kids putting it on and sticking their tongue out through the mouth hole.
Well, you're trying on the wrong size.
Well, anyone could do it, I guess.
But I mean, it's anything that's... anything you try on in a department store or a shoe store or a bowling alley.
Well, okay, but shoes are a little bit different than when you're like licking the mask, you know.
Well, I don't lick.
I know, but I'm just saying that's right there on you, you know, where your
mouth
is.
It's on your face.
Yes. And there's something different about that than putting on a shoe.
Shoes ain't great either, but at least you have hopefully a sock.
But what can you catch when you put on a shoe?
Athlete's foot?
Yeah, toe fungus.
Oh, can you really?
Yeah.
All right.
I think. Sounds right.
Right. I'm yep. like, sure.
Think about when I try on my thong.
Okay.
I mean, think about who's tried that on before me and after me.
Yeah. But you're just thinking about, you know.
You just move on from that comment?
Please do.
I know he's kidding. I mean, ain't no way you can try on a thong.
No. Ain't
you sure? Not. Yeah. I mean, they don't have those like in stores. Like they're in packs, aren't they?
Well, at TJ Maxx sometimes people open them up.
Yeah, and you could take it in with some other clothes, and they would have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Are they just stealing one thong? Is that what they're doing? They're opening the pack and stealing one?
They're like, I just need to get through Saturday. I haven't done laundry yet.
Yeah.
I just need one.
Well, they probably open it to try it on.
I've wondered that because I've bought underwear at TJ Maxx.
Yeah,
and
the pack's open?
Sometimes. I don't usually get that one.
Right, you try to find one that hasn't been broken.
Well, a lot of times they have 30 of those little plastic, like, string things that are attaching all the underwears if they're not in a pack.
Sometimes, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. That little plastic thing.
Those should be safe, right? Because how are you going to just get one but, like, keep it attached?
Yeah.
You pull the whole thing into the room. There's like a trail of thongs going into the tryout room.
Well, a little Halloween PSA for you. A lot of people have tried on those masks and hats before you have. So just think about it. Maybe you want to wipe them down with some kind of hand sanitizer before you put them on.
That's
definitely. It's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's the whole reason. You know, like Darth Vader, he had his breathing problem. He bought that mask. At a department store or one of those Halloween places.
Halloween Express.
Yeah.
He's and he's like, is that my breath?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
When's your next vacation coming up? For a lot of people, it isn't. They say about 1 out of 4 workers didn't take any of their vacation days this year.
Huh.
That's crazy.
I don't get it.
Well, they say there's different reasons that people don't take the vacation days. Pretty much the main 3 reasons are their workload. About 40% of the workers say they felt like they had too much work to take time off, and they were afraid they would fall behind.
So?
I know, right? But it's kind of weird whenever you're working. You're like, I got to keep up with everyone else or else I'll get fired.
Yeah.
Team culture was next. 1 out of 3 workers have felt guilty or pressured to appear committed at their jobs, can lead them to avoid taking personal time off. And about 1 out of 4 of those workers said their manager would respond in a discouraging manner if they asked to take the time off. Now, that's terrible. I will say this. Our bosses are okay. I mean, we have scheduled time off. We have a certain amount of time. And when we ask for it, they don't give us any flack.
Yeah, you just better make sure it's well in advance.
Well, they do want to be able to plan ahead.
Yeah, sometimes you can't plan, though. Some things happen.
I'm starting my vacation in 30 minutes.
Okay,
see what I mean?
Sudden notice, kid. Yeah. So just to let y'all know, I want 30 minutes, I'm going to be gone.
Let me wrap this up, Tom.
And then they say also personal time off expectations. More than a third of employees say they don't think they have enough personal time off to take a proper vacation. So maybe they've actually taken time off and it wasn't a vacation day, but they've run out of days.
So what's interesting is here they used to give you an allotted time and now they're just like, whatever your boss approves, which has done this weird thing to me where I almost feel guilty taking time.
They mentioned this.
Yeah, because it's not like, well, I know I have 4 more days left in vacation.
Yeah.
It's however much he approves. And then I'm like, well, I don't want to take advantage.
Yep.
It's very weird.
They say that the flex time can confuse people because they actually felt better whenever they had like a specific time that they knew they were allowed to take off. And now whenever they start asking off and they're like, boy, I feel like I'm taking off too much. They feel guilty.
Mm-hmm. Now, are more companies doing that where they're like, okay, as long as you get your work done, you can have extra days off.
I don't know but probably more than before, but I don't know how significant that is.
I hope you know your company cares nothing about you.
I don't think people
take your time off that you're allowed, that you've earned. Take it off.
I think they're more worried about not keeping their job if they do.
Yeah, and I feel like jobs are very unstable in this world, so you don't want to rock the boat too much.
Well, and used to, they would pay you a lot for those sick days. Those would accrue over the years, and now it's like they run out.
Yeah, ours expire at the end of every year.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to be sick again. I need to schedule some sick days.
Yeah, you're only allowed so many days to be sick, so you may get that in.
Well, that's like schools. Schools have cracked down
on
this.
They have, yeah.
And that's what's weird because kids stay sick. And now you only have so many days. And it's like, well, everyone's getting sick because I don't have any more days. So
my kids have to deal with that. They'll go into school sick sometimes because they don't want to get too many days. Mm-hmm. But I think at work, it's really interesting because it is pretty much your adult decision whether to do it or not. But we feel so pressured that we end up going even when we have days off available. You know, you get sick, but it's coming in to that crunch time. Or maybe you wanted to take a vacation, but this is when everyone does inventory. And you're like, well, I can't leave the team hanging like this and go take my vacation right during inventory.
Yeah, but I think that's a lot of it, is if you like your coworkers, you don't want to set them up like that.
Right, you don't want to screw your buddies over.
Right, it's not so much the boss or the company, it's your friends.
That's why I'm leaving in 30 minutes.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Time for a crank call. Going to get revenge on the telemarketers. I tried to stay with a Halloween theme here, and I think I was a bit possessed a little bit here. Because I was talking about weird things coming out of my body. I mentioned the devil here a couple of times.
Oh, God.
I wanted to really throw her off. But it's a family-friendly crank call, just to let you know.
Didn't sound like it.
It's a Halloween theme, Revenge of the Telemarketers crank call this morning.
Hello?
Hi, this is Solutions. What we are is an information service who provides qualified investors with investment opportunities. We're conducting a brief investment survey today. Well, I would like to review some categories with you and would like you to indicate with a yes or a no after each in which you would have an interest in. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Would you have an interest in oil and gas production? Enjoy monthly income from existing oil and gas wells?
I'll tell you this much. I should invest in gas companies because I've got plenty of it at home. You know. Yeah.
So that is something that you'd be interested in?
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I would like to invest in that because I have plenty of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you have an interest in investing in rare gold coins, collectibles, and artifacts?
Well, the ceramic cats count.
Yeah, those are collectibles. That counts.
I got that. I also collect those Franklin Mint plates. I have all of the Wizard of Oz. I have...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have Gone with the Wind. I also collect Pez dispensers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know those little candy treats?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And you pull their little head back?
Mm-hmm. I've seen them before.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's cool.
I had a cat that we called Pez. You lifted his tail and something else came out. It was, that's why we named him Pez.
Is that really true?
Yeah.
Every single time you lifted his
tail? You lift his tail and I guarantee you, you'd get a surprise.
Okay. Pre-IPO stocks in one of the new billion-dollar industries, such as internet poker and gaming sites?
Oh, the World Poker Tour. That sounds like a risky, thing to put your money in.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
It sounds like you're gambling a little bit if you put your money in that, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of an oxymoron. It's ironic. It's weird. Silly. Cuckoo. bizarre. ridiculous.
I would never invest in anything like that in internet stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you have an interest in high-tech pre-IPO, a rapidly growing GPS cell phone software company that track people, pets, and vehicles?
That track people, pets, and vehicles?
Yes, sir.
That sounds like it's of the devil.
I think there's two sides to it. I mean, it could be a good thing.
Do you know? That's the sign of the beast right there.
You think so?
Yeah, they put the little chips in you and they can track you. That's in the Bible.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if this is exactly a chip.
666.
It's like a cell phone software type thing.
Demonic.
So it might be a chip, but then again, it might not. I'm not sure.
Ah.
So that's not something that you'd have an interest in?
No.
Okay. All right, we're almost done. Now okay. In a slightly different area. Do you have an IRA, sir?
IRA. That is, that's the guns. No, we don't own a gun here. We are not part of the IRA.
Okay.
Is that right?
It's a retirement fund.
I think I'm confused here.
It's like a retirement fund.
The IRA. If you own a gun or not, is that...
NRA?
I'm sorry?
NRA.
Oh, NRA is for guns.
Yes, IRA is like something...
Yeah, okay, I got confused there.
Okay. And would you mind showing your age, sir?
Well, if you don't tell anybody.
I won't.
Okay.
You don't have to share it, sir.
Oh, you meant share it now?
Yeah, but you don't have to.
36.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you for your time, sir. I really appreciate it. It was great talking to you today. And you have a great day, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I tried to keep it Halloween themed this week for your crank call.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hey, it's been a while since we talked about kissing.
Okay.
And I ran across an interesting thing on the internet. It says, mistakes you'll make during your first kiss. Now, can you remember back to your first kiss? Funny thing for me, I was in a haunted house. My first kiss was a haunted house. It was a dark area. It was in the maze part, and I couldn't find her mouth.
Okay.
I missed her mouth.
Mine was at church camp.
Oh, okay.
And we were kissing, but I was kind of trying to walk at the same time to get behind a tree so people couldn't see us.
So you were scooching her with you?
We were she was walking backwards, or I was, and the other, it was awkward. But it was a kiss, and it was my first.
You know, 20% of people that are kissing, they kiss with their eyes open, they're peeking.
That's freaky.
Yeah. So you could have just like had one eye open.
Well, I had to. I was walking.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't looking at her. I was looking at the trees.
It is weird, though, when you both open your eyes at the same time, and you're like, oh, sorry.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. We've all done that, though, right?
No.
No?
Yeah. I've done it to John.
All righty. So, and I know that Radio Romeo is going to help us out here because that's one of his talents he always mentions here. Here's a mistake, though, you'll make with your first kiss, not breathing. So when you kiss and you get so wrapped up in the kiss, like, you know, it's the first kiss and you go and you don't breathe, you know. So you, okay, no.
How do you forget to breathe?
Yeah. You breathe because you're like, and that sounds weird why you're, because you're trying to be romantic when you kiss.
You don't have to take a deep breath. You just got to keep breathing.
It'd be funny if somebody passed out while you're kissing them from holding their breath.
Now, I will say, I had a marathon kissing session in the backseat of a car with this girl, and we were drooling all over the place.
My gosh.
I don't know what was wrong because I didn't have this problem with other people, but for some reason, we'd have to stop and just wipe our chins off.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Tori, your look of revulsion is actually making me feel bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, I was like 16.
I'm just thinking somebody may have like overactive saliva glands or something.
It wasn't me because normally I didn't have that problem. So it must have been her.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe I thought for a minute she's thinking about kissing. Like... Like, imagine Tom kissing.
Theater of the mind is not a good thing all the time.
Yeah. All right, so they say not relaxing on that first kiss. Kissing's supposed to be fun, they say, but if you're nervous, you're not relaxed, and so you get all tense and you don't kiss as well.
Well, of course you're going to be nervous.
Yeah, everyone. I can't remember my first one.
You really don't?
Oh, not that's sad. I remember my first French kiss.
Okay.
Okay, Cato.
What?
I mean, I think that, but we're not talking about when you're in elementary school or whatever, you can get the kiss on the playground.
Why? Because we made out. You ever seen a kindergarten make out on the playground?
I have not.
To the monkey bars? Remember it, but he does know that.
You don't want to meet behind the monkey bars? I'll see you there at recess.
The monkey bars are not a good place to hide behind.
You didn't specify what type of kiss.
Well, 41% of Americans said that they experienced their first serious kiss when they are age 13 or 14.
Okay. That's probably about right for me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I was at church camp. Mm-hmm. It was like the end of it was Friday night. This was your chance. And you're like, if you're not going to plant one tonight, you're not getting one.
So, and this is one that they mentioned, a mistake you make when you're kissing, missing the mark. That was me.
Wow.
That haunted house. Yeah.
I've done that Eskimo kissing and missed the mark.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think they're counting Eskimo kissing.
Really?
Really.
Well, you got to be specific.
I know, but I think we're talking about lip on lip kissing here.
Okay.
Yeah, lip on lip kissing. Too much tongue, also mentioned. So I think this is the serious kisses there, Cato.
I had a girl who had too little tongue. Like, she would just dart her tongue in every now and then, and it was like a little lizard. Okay. Like, she was just doing that thing like lizards do.
Yeah. Peek-a-boo.
I was like, I tried to grab it, but I couldn't.
So we've all kissed a lizard person.
Yes.
Interesting, because that was my first kiss.
Really?
Yeah, it was very odd.
It's freaky, right?
Well, yeah, and I'm sitting there like, is this... normal? Oh, gosh. Like, as I'm backing up.
So there was this girl in our high school, and she was very attractive, and a bunch of my friends had gone out with her, and I was interested in her. And they were like, you got to be careful because she doesn't know how to kiss. And I didn't know what they meant. And so I finally did end up at a party. We were kissing. And what she would do is suck on your tongue so that it was trying to pull your tongue from the root of your mouth. And it got, after a while, it was painful. Like, I went home and my tongue was sore.
Was it kind of like a frog's tongue that goes out their mouth to get that bug?
It's she was pulling my tongue out of my mouth.
That's what I'm saying. Your tongue was like one of those frogs. Just,
what are you really talking about this?
What is it, Christmas Story where he gets stuck to the pole? Yeah. He's like, thuck, thuck. That was kissing her.
I was like, give it back.
And
that's mine.
Another mistake they say you make is if you've had something, you know, for dinner, and all of a sudden you have to burp or belch while you are kissing.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
Yeah, I know. But you think about that, and then you got to back away and turn your back for a minute. That's, how do you get out of that one?
What you do is you hug them, and you put your head behind their head, and you do your thing.
They pat you on the back, and it's like your mama burping.
I'd say just go ahead and burp in the middle of the kiss. That way she gets an idea of what you had for dinner.
Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, you had the garlic.
That is so horrible. Yeah. That makes me ill thinking about it.
Yeah. And Brussels everything sprouts. You've mentioned today.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's burping in someone else's mouth is just bad.
Just think her lips go. And then she can burp.
Big old bubble face there.
Just keep passing it back and forth.
So I'm pretty sure we didn't help anyone today.
We had some fun, though.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If you're thinking of buying a car, listen up, because I am going to keep you from making a huge mistake. There is something you may not have considered when you buy your next vehicle that can drastically change the value of its resale. It may be worth less if you do this, and it can cost you thousands of dollars. If you buy the wrong color of car, different colors have different resale values after 5 years, and there are two colors that kill your car's value the most. Now, first, I'm going to tell you the color that holds value the best.
It's got to be just the generic ones, black or white.
White. Okay. White cars lose just 18% of their value in the first 5 years.
I will say I have white cars. That's pretty much all I've owned. Because, they don't look as dirty when they are dirty.
It is interesting.
I always thought they did look dirty.
It's the opposite.
They are not to me.
Filthy. No, they are filthy, yes. And you don't even know it until you get up close.
Exactly. And black cars are the worst.
Yep, mm-hmm. they show the dust right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that black is on the list, but blue cars depreciate the most, losing an average of 27% of their value in the first 5 years. Black cars are next at 23%.
My buddy had a blue car. This is now when I was in high school, and he was a little bit older than me. He was like in college, and he had a blue car. He did not like the color of it. He goes, I'm going to get my car painted. And so he went to
Sherwin-Williams about a bite of a paintbrush.
Close. He went to Walmart.
Are you serious?
And got about 45 spray cans.
Oh, wow.
Of just this, I don't even know, like a greenish looking color. Sprayed his paint or spray painted his car green with just normal spray paint from a department store. It was fun. It was hilarious. Yes. Taped it off and did everything like he was painting his room.
For the record, that also reduced the resale value of your car.
Yeah, it will. And it was dull. It didn't have any shine on it. No. It was funny.
You should have gotten a clear coat.
They say one of the reasons people are wanting to pay less for those colors is because they are two of the hardest colors to keep clean. Also, the dark colors tend to lose their luster sooner because they absorb so much heat, so it kills the paint sooner and they aren't as shiny after 5 years. Dark cars tend to look filthier because it's easier to see the dirt, and it's actually harder to see dirt on light-colored cars. So that is why they believe white cars hold their value. Yeah.
You know, I happen to see a picture of cars from, I don't know if it was 70s, 80s, and there's so many different colors. And then I looked around a parking lot, and I'm like, we're so bland these days. There's no creativity. Everything's white or black or gray.
I would have agreed with you 4 or 5 years ago, but recently they got that super bright blue. They've got a lot of pastel colors, and it's started to change.
That flat gray, which we've never seen.
Yeah, that's weird.
The last couple of years.
You're talking about those Hummer? I mean, those
the Broncos and stuff? Or
well, even those metal ones.
No, Tesla.
That's stainless steel.
That's ugly color.
So what color is your car? Is it, it's black or blue, Tori?
It's black, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not good. I should have told you sooner.
I know, right? Where were you when I was buying it?
Now, my car is silver, and I've always liked silver. It hides dirt pretty well. It blends in with the road, so they don't spot you as quick if you're speeding. It's just a good mid-color, which is what Kato says is a problem. But it's not on the list here. I would assume it falls in the middle.
Yeah, I have a friend who saved thousands on her car, though. She got it brand new. But she got that like burnt orange, and the dealership actually said that it's hard to push those colors.
Really?
So she got a really good deal on it.
That's interesting.
I don't know how she's going to do with the resale, though.
Right. Well, if she paid less and she gets less, it works out.
Well, I got a friend that can spray paint it for her.
Just let him know what color.
And Hawk, you got white.
Yeah, I got
so
white.
So you're in good shape. Yeah. Kato, what color is yours?
Mine's black, but so it's
that's
not
why you're so
completely
mad.
Black. It's got sparkles in it.
Okay.
But I don't care if it's dirty or not. I get to write "Wash Me" in it.
Mine has sparkles, too. It's called Rust.
That's a color.
Can you imagine you buy a car and they're like, the color is Rust?
I paid extra.
That's probably not a good marketing move.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I got the things he doesn't want to hear about your ex, ladies. Okay.
Okay, I have that list too, and it's everything. No one wants to hear about your ex.
No, but you know what? After a while, let's say you've been in a relationship for a while even. Do you ever talk about the exes? I'm sure you do.
Not much. Okay. I mean, I try. I don't see many times where that's a positive conversation.
So I think Tom just wants to hear that the ex was a loser. Like, you know, you just want her to say, he was just a big loser.
I really don't want him to talk about him at all. It's like, let's move on. That's the past.
Okay. I had exes that became friends and hung out.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Okay, here's the list for you. Don't say everybody loved him. You know, like he's like the best person in the whole wide world. Yeah, hey, my ex, everybody loved him. I don't know why I didn't love him.
Well, yeah, you go to that family reunion and your new person doesn't fit in. They're like, that's so weird. My ex did. Yeah. They all loved him. Right. That's terrible.
Or your mom says to you, hey, where's she at? Did you didn't bring her back this year? No, this is a new one.
This is my new one. Yeah. All right, things he doesn't want to hear about your ex. Don't say he made great money or good money. Men like to feel like they can provide everything for the woman. So
these are terrible.
I mean, if you need to hear this, you have got issues.
Well, could you imagine? I mean, he made great money. You make okay too, but. Yeah. Not like him.
Also, don't say he broke your heart.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know, I've had some relationship in my past, and this one, he broke my heart.
And if you need to hear this, you're really dumb.
Oh. Well, some people are, Tom.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah, sure. All right. He brought me here one time, or, you know, this is where he used to bring me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they got this place or whatever. Oh, he brought me here all the time. Yeah.
This was our place.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want to say that, but like if he brought me here. Yeah. But when it comes to things as doing it like the couples, it's best to pretend you've never been anywhere with your ex. You know, it's like, oh, I remember my ex, we went to this park or whatever.
Yeah, but then he says, where's the bathroom? And you go, oh, round that corner to the left.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, this is Falls Park. I've lived here all my life. I've never been here before.
Yeah. I've never experienced this. Yes, this is fantastic.
Look at that waterfall. Is that why it's called that?
Well, you could say you went with your family or your friends.
All right. These are things that he doesn't want to hear. Or things he doesn't want to hear about your ex is, he was so funny. He just kept me laughing all the time. Just super funny. I had a great sense of humor, but you don't.
But you have a great heart.
Yeah. And a great personality, right? And then finally they say something that he doesn't want to hear is, yeah, my ex bought this. This is, you know, these earrings. Like, you know, you're like, oh, those are nice earrings. Yeah, my ex bought these earrings.
They're my favorite ones.
That's something. I had an ex, and I bought her some stuff, and she kept it after we broke up.
Yeah.
And I always thought, well, at least I've left, like, this problem for the next guy that he's going to have to know that she kept this stuff from me.
I always wonder what the rule is with that. If you break up, do you offer to give stuff back, or are you like, this was a gift, goodbye?
I think it depends a lot on how the breakup goes and how long you were together. Like, yeah. If you're together for 6 months and he bought you, you know, thousands of dollars of jewelry, I think it's reasonable to offer that back.
It's a gift.
But okay. I think if, you know, if you dated for 3 or 4 years and this is something they gave you on her birthday, then that is a gift.
But they say most women have T-shirts or shirts from an ex in their closet right now. That's a large majority of the women have. And you may not even remember. It's like it might be from high school or something, but that was from your ex.
But does it matter? So if you are still like attached to the ex, then I feel like you should get rid of it. But if it has no meaning to you, do you still get rid of it?
Well,
if it's just like a cute shirt.
Not if you like it.
I think if your other, the person in your relationship now knows that it is from them, I would get rid of it.
Because they think you're thinking you're thinking, yes, exactly. That's what most women do. They don't even tell them. It's like they like this certain shirt.
Right.
You know, this certain sweatshirt.
Do guys keep stuff?
Not shirts or anything.
I don't know.
My shirt don't fit in me anymore.
Yeah,
my exes.
Just to think about her, I don't like to put it on.
You gave her back her crop top.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. And don't keep that shirt that's got, you know, when you went to Myrtle Beach and you had a heart and both your names on it.
His name's scratched out. Yeah.
October is Vegetarian Month. Just keeping you posted on that. And you know that plant-based meat is a multi-billion-dollar business now. So the meat that's made out of plants. So selling fake meat is a good way to bring home the bacon. Something's wrong about that.
Turkey bacon.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You remember when we were kids, and if you got a box of crayons that had 16 colors in it, you were living large.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good selection. And then all of a sudden, they came out with these 128-color Crayola boxes.
Yeah.
Dumb.
It has a million different colors, and now they come out with even bigger ones than that. And it's to the point where some of the colors look almost exactly the same.
Yeah, and why put white in there? When has white ever shown up on a piece of paper?
That's true.
When it's a black piece of paper?
Well, but how many black pieces of paper do you?
Well, it's called construction paper. Yeah. It shows up on red, green, blue. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, if you color on construction paper, it shows up on all those.
I'm thinking about coloring books. I'm with you, Kato.
Well, we're talking about things people use crayons for.
I'm like,
appreciate you all.
Yeah.
Moron.
No,
we just got through giving you a perfect example of when you would use a white crayon.
When's the last time that you used white crayon on black paper? Like, no one uses black construction or colors on black construction paper.
It depends on the project.
And I was coloring recently with my friend's kids, and I get white. I'm like, why are you giving me white?
Yeah.
Why? I cannot have the blue or the red. No, you get white.
She said, because you can't stay within the lines, so you get white.
And then you got all the colors to choose from once they bring all them out, and you're like trying to color the sun, and it's not the perfect yellow that you want because you got 16 yellows to choose from.
Yeah, this is a scam, and they've taken advantage of kids for many years. You only have a few colors. Give it a box of eight. It's all you need.
That's all we need, yeah. Basic colors.
I feel like I walked into an insane asylum room, and
you feel like that with every break that we have here on the show.
Well, this is particularly bad.
What's great is that this room is already padded.
That's true. Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Yeah. Well, this is news your five-year-old will be caring about because Crayola has just released the results from a huge poll they did to find out what our favorite crayon color is. They asked people in 183 different countries, and you may know what this shade is if you've seen The Devil Wears Prada. The most popular crayon color in the world is cerulean, C-E-R-U-L-E-A-N, and it's the shade of Anne Hathaway's blue sweater in the scene where Meryl Streep shames her.
I think it's the favorite because it's fun to say versus cerulean. Red. burnt umber.
Well, but that's a blue, right?
It is. Yeah. The top three crayon colors are muted shades of blue and purple. Cerulean blue, robin egg blue, and wisteria purple were the top three.
Robin egg. I forgot about that one. That was my favorite.
Now, in Canada, wild strawberry came in third place instead of wisteria purple. They also broke it down by age, and cerulean blue is number one for Gen Z, Millennials, and Gen X, but baby boomers prefer a color called Purple Heart. And the favorite crayon color for kids is sky blue. So we seem to like those blues and purples as our favorite colors. I'm surprised. I think when I was a kid, I would have liked red the best. Something like fire engine red. I think I probably used that more often than the blues.
You can't use that on red construction paper, though.
That's true. And you can't argue with him.
I'm not even going to try. I just feel dumber for having a conversation sometimes.
But thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, you try hard.
I don't try at all. It's my gift to the world.
I think you need to look up the word gift and see if that's actually what that is. I mean, we're talking about coloring on construction paper, and you act like no one colors on construction paper. Kids do that all the time.
I'm about to do it for Michael's Halloween costume. Quite excited. Mm-hmm. I went to Hobby Lobby yesterday, and I was like, ooh, about to make some crafts. I'm so excited.
Well, now you'll know which color to get as the favorite color.
I threw the white crayon out. Wow. I was like, what's this for?
Oh, God.
You know, see, I told you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Here's something that has to do with your face. And let's go ahead and touch your nose right now. Just touch your nose. You can do this at wherever you are right now. So, Tom, you're not going to participate?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I want to find out what's going on first.
Is this going to, do something serious to you?
I don't trust you.
Okay. If your nose is cold, it turns out it's not because of the weather or anything like that.
Now you touch your nose.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out what he had going on first.
It turns out that your nose freezing is actually a sign that you are working too hard.
Well, I'm safe.
Yeah.
What if my fingers are too cold to tell if my nose is cold?
That's true. I have cold hands, too.
Yeah. I have no idea. I can't feel it.
Touch our nose, Kato. See if it's cold.
I ain't touching it. You know that nose, hand, and foot, mouth disease going around?
Now we know why.
Okay. So this study is out of England, and the temperature of your nose is directly connected to how hard your brain is working.
Really?
Yeah. The more mentally exhausted people were, the more colder their nose got.
So apparently none of our noses are cold in here.
Mine's not cold.
I mean, how can you really tell? You can't test if you have your own fever. I mean, how can you tell if you're...
I did the forearm. You can do forearm.
I have a hoodie on because I am cold.
Yeah.
you really can't test your own fever? Like feel if you're hot on the forehead like other people do? Because your mom always does that, you know. She'll feel your forehead. It's like, oh, you got temperature, honey.
Well, that's a different person.
She'll also lick your face. You know, when you got a smudge on it or something, but you can't do that
to
yourself.
Your mom licked your face?
She would, lick her finger and rub
my
face.
Oh, okay.
You can do that. Yeah.
That's different.
She probably licked it a couple times, too.
That's weird.
Yeah. But anyway.
Is it not? Your mom walk up and lick your face?
I mean, you're an animal. Animals do that.
Well, good point. For a cat.
They lick other areas, too, but we won't even go there.
Your mom didn't do that, did she?
No, she didn't do that. But you see the tigers and stuff. That's how they give the bass.
Yeah.
I feel like my nose is getting warmer.
Yeah.
Mine's, yeah.
I can't follow.
Well, you said your mom licked your face, and that's confusing to me.
I just misspoke. I'm like, she would lick her fingers and then rub my face. So did my granny do that as well.
I do it.
Why are we even here?
I don't know, but I was asking my mom the other day about Michael's temperature, and she said, well, feel his forehead. And I was like, it feels like a forehead. And she said, well, you can't tell if it's warm or not. And I'm like, I haven't unlocked that version of momhood yet.
Really?
I don't know. It just feels like a forehead.
It comes later.
Okay. That makes me feel
better.
I think
it's a good sign, though. I think if you don't notice anything, then it's probably normal.
Because it'd be hot.
If it was really hot, you would be like, oh, my God, he's burning up.
Okay.
So it's a good sign.
Good, good.
Yeah. And make sure you get a thermometer to take his temperature, okay? You don't want to do that with...
But the way you have to take baby's temperature is aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, they have those forehead ones now.
We have that.
Don't feel that in that area either. Oh, he's hot. Never mind.
Are you okay?
He's not.
But you can't tickle yourself, so I guess you can't take your own temperature either.
I didn't know.
Okay. My hand is cold. But here you go. Getting back to this. So you're mentally exhausted. They say you have a colder nose. Why? They say the researchers think it's because your brain's using most of the blood that you've got available when you're working hard, so there's not much left for the rest of your face. So it's all going to your brain, and so that's why your nose is cold.
Now, when you say working hard, do you just mean mentally? Because I would think if you're working hard outside, your nose would be warm.
Right. It's just, I think it's more brain power mentally. Maybe you could even not even be working. You might be working on a crossword puzzle or Wordle or something like that.
I love how the body will be like, do you need this? I'm just going to take this extra blood. Like, you don't ever think about it like that. Yeah.
Your feet's cold.
And your hands get cold. Yeah. That's just your brain being like, they don't need that.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it.
Well, I do need it. I hate when my feet get cold.
Yeah. Mine stay cold.
And how about your dog nose, too? When you touch a dog's nose, it's just cold and wet. That's one of the worst feelings out there.
But that means they're healthy.
Yeah, that's a great feeling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Has your mom ever licked your dog's face?
Apparently.
No, okay. Apparently. Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. It's, your family sounds weird.
I'm talking about dog noses right now.
Yeah, I think if they're wet and cold, they're healthy.
What
yeah.
if humans had the like a wet, cold nose like that?
We do in the winter.
I do.
I'm struggling all winter long.
And it's wet, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you take your tongue and you lick the top of your lip when it drips down out of your nose.
Oh, okay. No, really?
That was a little salty.
You were very gross this morning.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Tori, can you take his temperature?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.